putting together an audio show which entertains and educates the globe is a piece of cake. When you've got the Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Edition teams on the case for Siren 107.3 FM and sirenonline.co.uk.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What an explosive start. And we're going to get even better as the programme proceeds, because in a few moments' time we have a rock legend photographer who I chatted to yesterday. He is in... We are not worthy. Nick Elliott is with us. Tell us about Nick Elliott, please, Cameron.
Oh, Nick, wow. He is one of the world's foremost rock photographers. He's shot everybody from Alice Cooper right through to ZZ Top. Oh. He's photographed Amy Winehouse, just so many people. And we're really proud to represent Nick here in the United States as well as Canada for booking him gigs and doing his publicity. So it's great to be on the air with him.
And there is one absence, of course, in Sophie's Turn that I feel needs to be put right in Sophie's Encore, the third in the trilogy, concluding part, and that is a rock star photographer. I know in the first book you had Sophie doing a kind of amateur routine, but if you want the best, as Cameron Tilbury's rightly said, you need to speak to somebody who's carved out a reputation for producing not only powerful, iconic pieces, but also has got over 20 years' experience in the whole industry of rock, has photographed folk ranging from Iron Maiden right the way through to Alice Cooper and heaps more. To whom may we be referring to, Katie Grimerson?
Nick Elliott.
The legend that is Nick Elliott. Nick Elliott, how are you?
Hi, Alex. How are you? Good to be on the show.
Well, it's a delight to, and an honour to actually have you with us. We've had a look at your website. Fantastic stuff, this, nickelliott.eu. And some of those photographs, I mean, you know, we'll be taking some photographs in the studio, and in fact, it's interesting, and hopefully most of our photographs will end up on Facebook. We select them through very carefully. Occasionally, people who are random PA assistants send in things like, there's something about this photograph that disturbs me. Just take it away. But in terms of that, what was it, Nick, that kind of led you to this world as being, you know, literally a world-class rock photographer?
It's essentially really music, to be honest. I mean, you know, it all kind of started a long time ago. If I have a second passion to photography, it's music. I've always been heavily involved in it, very, very deeply in it right from being very young. It's something that started from being an infant, really, being, you know, kind of brought up with a lot of the great recording artists and essentially a lot of the great kind of croners and then on to finally rock. But I've always been a photographer. I mean, I've been a photographer since dinosaurs ruled the earth. But I've always wanted to just specialise in what I do, which is, in my opinion, rock art. And it's something that I kind of moved into specialising in that area about 25 years ago. And I set my stall out to work with the people that had been such a big influence on me, that had been my heroes, Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin, you know, Rory Gallagher, those type of people, you know, Steve Marriott. And I kind of set my stall out to say, that's it, it's time I did what I wanted to do. And so it just really went from there. So I specialise in the music industry, that's all I shoot, I don't shoot anything else. And photography really is the medium that I use to create the art that I create.
Exposing the very essence of the performer's innermost soul. Now, Nikki has a character in her book called Dan.
Yeah, I do.
And you've kind of bonded via sort of the social networking things, I think, today.
Yeah, we've been chatting on and off.
We have.
Well, caught up with my press people in quite a heavy way since we knew that we were actually doing this. But yeah, we have exchanged dialogue through the social networks. Lovely lady, actually.
Thank you very much.
Nick, we only ever have lovely human beings on the show. It's a matter of course.
I think it's the way forward.
Precisely. I mean, otherwise it'll be, this is Spinal Tap, and that's a different line entirely. You know, you go into the whole routine and say, this much talent that you've actually got. Anyway.
I have a question for Nick, if I may. And, you know, being a huge rock fan myself, I just have to know, how did you get near the stars to begin with?
Well, basically, that was reputation, because what I actually do is very much a style. I like to think that when you buy a Nick Elliott image, when you commission or work with Nick Elliott, you buy a style. That's what it's all about. It's not about photography. It's about buying something that is totally bespoke and unique to the band or the artist. And it really started through concepts that I had, ideas, and also through reputation. You know, people working with me and then kind of saying, look, this is the guy that you want. This is the guy that you want to use for this, that, and the other. I'm very much a different photographer, really. Like I say, the concepts and the kind of creation of what we're going to do and why we're going to do it starts from the floorboards up. And it's quite a unique type of thing that I do, or I think I do.
And how did you find these, you know, big famous rock stars react to you coming along and giving them directions?
They should be privileged and honoured.
Oh, absolutely.
Nick Elliott is turning up.
But, you know, they have their own egos to suit.
It's not as though they're setting for some sort of second-rate Annie Leibovitz kind of character. You know, we're talking Nick Elliott here, you know?
I totally agree, Alex.
There you go. Yeah, just sort of over.
Well, to be honest, I mean, these guys have their egos, they are, but, you know, they've got all that going on, and the world of sex, drug and rock and roll, yes, it's definitely there. But to be honest, a lot of these people, because they are who they are, they're not kind of, as I put it, NME bands. These people have learnt their craft, again, from the floorboards up. You know, they've done the whole art of what they do.
Let's face it, Nick, they're not exactly pop idol, are they? You know, they've moved beyond that. You know, it's not like American Idol.
No, this is big boys' music. Yeah. It is. So you know, so I mean, these guys are—they're very touchable. They're very touchable. You know, they're lovely people. And most of them are absolutely lovely people.
I think it's fair to say as well that actually, once you actually are established in your field, whether that happens to be rock and roll, whether it happens to music, industry, writing, and so on, you know, genuinely, you can be a really nice person. You know, you can work through that. It's the ones who are kind of like in the mid-range that sometimes you get the ego problems with, and the riders, and the, you know, etc.
That is definitely the case. I mean, these kind of guys, they've gone there, they've been there, and they've done the whole thing, but it's... Again, it's very much about creating their craft, improving their art, and leaving a mark. We share that very same passion, me and a lot of these guys.
I think you've just touched base on the fact that, you know, that mutual shared professionalism, mm-hmm. that kind of identity that you can actually work through, comes across. Katie, have you had any chance to have a look at some of Nick's photography? No, that's because she's a hard-working student who's actually doing all sorts of other bits and pieces. That's her excuse for rationale. But, I mean, black and white, again, very evocative images that we're coming across here. Is that a conscious choice to shoot mostly monochrome, or do you sort of think, no, actually, sometimes I need to have some colour in there as well?
I'm not a colour fan, to be honest. I specialise very much in the monochrome, in the black and white stuff. That's what I'm known for. For me, it's very, again, the art of what I do, it's very emotional. It needs to have... Dare I say it, it needs to have a sexuality with it, it needs to have a romance, a passion, and for me, it's about a trip, wherever that may take you when you look at my image. It's like listening to an album. You listen to an album, you go to wherever you want to go in your head. You do the same thing when you look at one of my images.
You could almost
that's
be,
what I hope so.
You could almost be describing Nicky Wells' Sophie's Run.
Nick, I have another question for you, if I may.
Of course.
You mentioned you're doing some sort of exhibition very soon. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I've got quite a lot of big shows going on this year. I actually show in 10 galleries across the UK and have three permanent resident exhibitions. Well, these are constant resident shows that run in the galleries. Also, I'm looking at taking a residency at some point in the US. And I've got a big show that happens on the south of France in May, which is, going to be a very exciting thing. It happens in a gallery there in a chateau, just literally up from Montpellier on the south of France coast, which will be a four-day gig. So that's going to be an exciting weekend.
Fantastic. But, well, yeah, I think, you know.
I think it's two or three big shows that are running this year.
Brilliant. Well, I think we might get, you know, a Siren FM correspondent.
I'm thinking we need to actually do a location report with you, Nick, on these shows. I mean, and the notion of actually pictures and images on audio. Hello, webcam. Oh, it's gone again.
That's a busting idea. Yeah. It's surface times for a week. Why not?
It's a way forward.
I think it is.
How are there, any responses? Has Jeff responded to saying, yes, I'll get the wife to enter?
He hasn't, actually.
No.
But we did get one from a gentleman called Ray, who called us cool individuals with a good taste in music.
Nice.
Ooh.
How about that? So, hello, Ray.
Hello, Ray.
Thank hello,
you for
Ray.
Your message. Ray of sunshine, in other words, bleak world. Oh, my.
How can it possibly really be bleak if Nick's on the phone.
This is it, you know.
Katie,
it's
Alex
Nick and Nikki. Nikki squared. Now,
oh,
fantastic.
We're the dream team anyway. We've already established that, haven't we?
Well,
we have indeed.
Genius stuff. Katie, last two questions for rock photographer Nick Elliott, please.
Nick, have you had an interesting telephonic link with us today?
Yes, I have, actually. It's a shame that I actually couldn't get into the studio because it sounds like it would have been a right back.
Well, we'll get that sort of... I like the way I say, yes, I have, actually, as though he wasn't expecting that at all.
Surprised.
You know, we spoke on telephone this morning. I was missed a bit of a letdown, really. Never mind.
Sparkling personalities.
What's the next crucial question, please, Katie?
And can we look forward to connecting with you again sometime in the near future?
Yes. Will you return, Nick?
Oh, yes, I would too. Yes, I mean, that goes without saying. Just, you know, I look forward to the invite, Alex. I really
It'll happen. Nick Elliott, rock photographer extraordinaire, www.nickelliott.eu to find out all sorts of goodies. We salute you. Coming up next, hopefully, Tiffany Freeman from Holland.